This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Talk Radio Review, a companion piece that we produce every week here with the ladies of the DJV program. Jennifer Horn is here with me and Jay Kirshner. I'm Doug Steffen with the top stories of the week, according to Talkers Magazine. And the People List is here as well. So this is available as a download at talkradiocountdownshow.com. You can also get the lists at talkers.com and djvshow.com. So I think I'll run through the list, and then we'll pick some things that are worth conversation. Number 10 on the story list from Talkers this week is the SpaceX launch. Looked very cool. Number 9, our relationship with China. And number 8, Larry Nassar, and what a boob he is. More hearings about him. The situation with immigration on the southern border. Let's say Texas, number 7. The economy and what's going on with the cost of food, among other things. Number 6, Afghanistan's 5. That new Bob Woodward book and the reaction from General Milley to that. A lot of conversation. Number 4 this week. Number 3, the continuing focus on January 6th. And then what will happen on September the 18th over this weekend. California's recall is number 2. And COVID's number 1. Let's start with number 2, Jennifer, because you're in Los Angeles. You've been very involved. We're all friends. Well, I don't know. Jay doesn't know him, but you and I are friends with Larry. He's very closely connected to you and your family. So the outcome was something fairly predictable, but the outcome doesn't mean that people are happy. I think that there are all kinds of different ways of looking at it. We had a conversation about the, you know, the process. Should it just be that there shouldn't be recalls, that you just throw these people out of office? Hopefully that'll happen in the next election with somebody better. And I think that probably my grandson, who's 6, could do a better job than Gavin Newsom. Maybe we'll run him for governor.
Yeah, but that's when politics used to mean something. I think that Gavin Newsom is going to run again, and he'll win again, because people in this, he's very much in control of the unions. There have been stories that I've heard from people who are in unions who were pressured to make phone calls for him that
but
were pressured
what's
to walk and collect
him?
Votes.
What is this?
Well, what has he got on him? He shut down the schools for a year and a half, which is exactly what the teachers union wanted him to do.
Yeah, but why do they have control over him? Why? Why is there
because
this
they influence? Donate to him. They give him a lot of money. I mean, this is, they're all engaged in the same warfare. It's all about money and power. And do you think the teachers union would be nearly as powerful with Larry Elder in office?
Nope.
So, of course, the teachers union is going to fight like you know what to try to get Gavin Newsom reelected. The unions are incredibly powerful. There was a story on a national level about how they have been integral in the Biden administration's talk about masking. The unions in general have come together and talked to him about mandates and all of these things. So they're very, very involved with the political process. And anybody who tells you that they're not is a little crazy. And it's very frustrating. But I'll tell you, there are some takeaways from the election. First of all, once again, we have to figure out this mail-in election thing, because it is so problematic. I spent, I think I told you this on the DJV show, six hours on the air on election night. And one call after another about people who said Larry Elder was not on the ballot, about people who were told that they had already voted, about people who couldn't find their polling places.
Mm-hmm.
Issue after issue after issue that only is made worse by the mail-in scandal and only made worse by extending our election period by 30 days. I mean, it's ridiculous that now Election Day is Election Month.
How did this all get started?
Things.
Where did these ideas come from?
Well,
allow so much
they've been floated in California for a long time, and I think because unfortunately, I mean, I hate to say this, but I think it's true. It's because it allows for fraud, and I think it's being rolled out because of that, because it's easier to mess around with things. California, mail-in ballots are different than absentee ballots, because absentee ballots require someone to say, hey, I would like an absentee ballot. Mm-hmm. When you are a vote-by-mail system, a bazillion ballots. And they rely on the... Well, and they rely on the voter rolls, which in California, we have 1.8 million more people that got ballots than are actually legally registered to vote in the state. So think about that. 1.8 million ballots, that makes a difference, especially when you have congressional races or smaller municipal races, they have, that makes a difference. So there's that issue. The Secretary of State has also not updated election results as they should. They're supposed to do two times a day. There has not been an update to the numbers. Still now, as we talk, the measure has been 3663 since Election Day. They have not added any vote tabulations to this total. And my question is, why? And I don't know if they want it to look like more of a landslide than it was, so then all of a sudden they're going to dump all the day of votes in kind of at the end when people have lost interest so that it doesn't look close, or what. I also think it was a very powerful day for Larry Elder, who at last count brought in about 2.5 million votes in the state.
Good for him.
Raised $18 million, so his political future is bright.
Yeah.
A lot of things to take away.
Does Larry run for president?
I think he would have a better chance running for president than he would running for governor next year in California.
That's interesting. All right, so that's the California recall overview, if you will, from Jennifer Horn, who also does mornings on KRLA in Los Angeles, in addition to being on the DJV program every day. Let's talk about Joe Biden, shall we, from the People List and the usual controversies about the feds, the federales, if you will. The economic agenda is going to be delayed, it would seem, maybe to the point of it not getting passed at all. It got all these tax and spend things in it, a lot of issues that are unresolved, and the Democrats are not happy with Manchin, apparently. What also, there are comments from lots of other Democrats who seem to want to come out of the woodwork to get, I never heard of Senator Chris Murphy. I didn't know anything about him much. Connecticut Democrat. He says he thinks the Dems will agree on a package. I'm not so sure, but I'm not an expert by any stretch of the imagination. They want to cut it from 3.5 million, I think, right, Jennifer, to 2.5 or 2.1 trillion.
Well, in total, this is going to be about a $5 trillion. Spending package, because you've got the reconciliation bill and the spending bill that they're passing through at the same time. So when they say $3.5 trillion, that's a huge amount of money, but in total, it's actually going to be closer to about $5.5 trillion, because they want to pass both of these bills tandem, the infrastructure and the reconciliation bill, all at the same time.
Where does the money come from?
Right. Where does the money come from? Especially when you consider how many trillions of dollars have already been spent this year to deal with COVID. So Joe Manchin and Kristen Sinema from Arizona, Joe Manchin from West Virginia, came forward and they said, this is ridiculous. We can't do this. Inflation is going to go crazy. This is not good for the economy. We want something that's closer to $1.5 trillion, which is still a lot of money.
Crazy.
Apparently, the talks didn't go well. They met together with Joe Biden this week, and apparently the talks didn't go well. Joe Manchin says he's going to continue to hold.
Good.
I hope that he does.
Yeah, good. Good. Serving not only his constituents, but the people around the country who just, when you look at this stuff, the people say they don't even, the numbers are so big, people don't even understand what the numbers mean.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of numbers, we'll visit number seven this week is the immigration situation with a trip to Texas after these words.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
Calitrin.
You know, a lot of people, when they call us, they ask, you know, like, what makes this different than everything else that I've tried, that I've read about? out there. And the big thing that I always say is, you know, it's clinically proven. You know, we've got studies that show that this not only helps you lose weight, but lose weight safely.
Yeah, this is something that's not just a flea bag, fly-by-night outfit. They've been around, and the reason they stay around is because it works. That in order for something to really do you any good, it's got to be natural. And so that's why Calitrin fits like a glove.
You have a huge special right now, summer sale. You don't want to miss it. Toploft.com.
Yep. Use the DJV code when you check out. You don't have to pay for shipping, among other things. So lots of great reasons to do it right now. So go to toploft.com while you're thinking about it right now. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller from Calitrin for giving us more to think about when it comes to weight loss and how to keep the weight off.
Angie's List is now Angie, and getting your to-do list done just got easier. Between back to school and with the holidays around the corner, it can feel like there's no time to tackle home projects. Whether you need help with emergency repairs or major upgrades, Angie matches you with top local pros who can get the job done right. Browse reviews, see upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Save time for what matters most. Book your next project at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
All right, back at the Talk Radio Overview, Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn and Jay Kirshner. The number seven item this week focuses on immigration. Governor Abbott in Texas says he's going to send the National Guard, I guess, and the Department of Public Safety to shut down six different points of entry along the U.S.-Mexican border because of all the migrants that are coming in. I say, here, here, to you. That's my read on it. I say it's time. The chaos at the border is just that. It's just, I don't like the word crisis because it's overused. It's kind of like breaking news. But, yeah, the situation is overwhelming there. And it's time, the Biden people aren't doing a damn thing about it. So time to secure the border in one way or another. Is that what everybody agrees on here, is that it's so dire that the customs people asked the governor, apparently, for help. That shows you. And the Biden people are just sitting on their hands. What do they think is going to happen?
Do you know how many people have come into the country at the southern border that they know of so far this year?
I'm having the slightest
idea,
Jennifer.
1.2 million that they know of. I mean,
just in
there
Texas?
Are. Yes. It is.
What are we going to do with these people?
I don't know. And then think about, because of the crappy way we got out of Afghanistan, we had to evacuate all of the Afghans. I'm not saying that was wrong. We had to do it. But we didn't take our allies. We took a ton of Afghan citizens who maybe weren't allies of our people. We didn't have a way of checking. They were just boarding planes. And now you've got probably 100,000 that we have to resettle in the country. What is
that? Who knows?
And where are they right now?
Yeah, where are they?
Well, some of them are at military bases, and then each state is getting, they're doled out. California's going to get 4,000 of the Afghan refugees. There are states who are going to get 100, 500, 1,000. I mean, they're dividing them up across the states.
Jeepers.
It's nuts.
It is nuts.
And the thing is it's not about, I mean, look, I think we all understand empathetically that people want to come here and that there are problems and that they're trying to escape those problems. But if there is not an orderly system to do this, when do you, I mean, do you just let as many people that want to come into your own home keep coming? I mean, at some point you can't afford to take care of them, right? I mean, it's pizza for one night, two nights maybe. But then what do? I mean, it's ridiculous.
Yeah, what's the long-term plan?
Yep, it's a good question. All right, number three is the January 6th commission and the September 18th rally. So this is the weekend for the rally. The rally is likely to be large enough that the police have reinstalled fencing.
I hope no one shows up.
I do, too.
I haven't heard that anybody's going to show up.
That would be great.
Yeah, they all look ridiculous. Is Trump going to show up?
No, this isn't a Trump rally. These are people who are coming together. And by the way, they're for a righteous cause. There are people who are being held up for months and months and months and months who haven't been given a speedy trial. But I hope they just stay home, and I hope they fearmonger and put up the fencing all for nothing. But we'll see.
Right. Where's Liz Cheney on all this?
Evan asked her.
Yeah. You don't want to get her on the program. 21 after the hour.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Youngevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Youngevity for over 17 years, since before it was Youngevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Youngevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Youngevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Youngevity.
After the hour now on the overview. This is called the Talk Radio Review. It's our way on the DJV program of getting specific comments and focusing specifically on the charts from Talkers Magazine as a complimentary piece to Michael Harrison and I doing the official hour of the Talk Radio Countdown show. And so this is, I guess, this piece accompanies number 9, the president's announcement of a deal to help Australia deploy nuclear-powered submarines that they're buying from us. So apparently that hasn't been done. The French are very upset about this.
Yeah.
And I'm wondering why. What's the are they trying to sell them?
I don't think the French are really big fans of Joe Biden. They definitely didn't like Trump. But no. I don't know how much they're into the Biden administration.
Mr. Macron.
Well, because he was really ticked. He was probably the loudest person about the Afghanistan disaster of Joe Biden's. And now they wanted to sell submarines to Australia, and the U.S. and the U.K. kind of got in, like, entangled there. But what I thought was absolutely funny, as someone who watches way too much political junk, is that forever environmentalists
talk
about...
This is your third eye talking now.
Yeah. Right. But, you know, sometimes you just have to sit back and go, oh, the irony. So forever, the left is talking about how terrible nuclear power is, right? It's going to kill us all. Nuclear power is not the way to go. We can't have it. No, 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 no. Even though it's been used, it is being used, and it's very clean. Well, when Joe Biden goes out and talks about the nuclear submarine, he says, I don't mean like with nuclear weapons. I mean nuclear in the sense that it's
powered
using
by
nuclear power, and it's clean, and we've been using nuclear power for years and years. It's good.
Right. Okay.
And I just thought, very collectively, convinced. All the environmentalists' heads are probably exploding right now when they heard that.
Well, interesting, because the French, who knew the French were building their own submarines? I didn't. Did you know the French? Huh? Why are the French building submarines? And they're doing it, by the way,
like baguettes, maybe.
No, well, it's an Airbus industry. Airbus, you know, the planes that are that company's owned by the four main European countries: England, France, Spain, and Italy. I think are there. Yeah, Germany's not in on it. Anyway, so they're now building submarines also down at I think it's in Toulon, which is on the coast of the Mediterranean. And so it's a big business, apparently. The foreign minister of France, his name is Jean-Yves Le Drian.
Does he live in Toulon?
He lives in Toulon. Yes, he probably does. He's got a long nose, too. Anyway, this is they're really angry. They canceled a gala scheduled at the embassy in Washington to mark the 240th anniversary of the Revolutionary War battle in which the French helped the revolutionary soldiers. So you know they're ticked off. Right? Big bad
have to
stuff.
Be. They're canceling parties, please.
Right. Also, speaking of the French, apparently they killed a leader in the Sahara Desert of ISIS or something, Adnan Abu Walid al-Sahari, the leader of the Islamic State group in the Greater Sahara, was killed by a drone strike. He was riding on his motorcycle, and the French took him out with a drone. Again, back to the French and all, who knew that they had their own drones and they were around bombing people? Everybody takes shots at Americans in America because we're killing people, innocent civilians and stuff. Looks like the French are all over the place with this. And
hey, as long as they're landing and they're killing the bad guys, good for them. Yeah.
But then it becomes a situation where innocent people get killed, and that riles up a lot of people. At any rate, it's just unga bunga. And then it really, it's when you look at some of the things going on around the world, you shake your head. Is this really, are we living in a progressive era, is the question. It's 28 after the hour on the talk.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown, small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Children and teens have gained weight at an alarming rate during the pandemic, the CDC reported Thursday. More than 430,000 kids ages 2 to 19 years old were studied. And it says the nationwide closure of schools and early child care settings may have reduced the ability for children to have regular physical activity and access to healthy meals. The science revealed children who were a healthy weight were gaining an average of 5.4 pounds a year. That's 2 pounds more than before the pandemic. Firefighters have wrapped the base of the world's largest tree, the General Sherman tree, in a fire-resistant blanket as they tried to save old sequoias from wildfires burning in California's rugged Sierra Nevada. A new survey revealed nearly half of all gun owners since 2019 have been women. According to a 2021 National Firearms Survey, analysts say the increase is likely due to the uptick in violence across the country. USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Mainstream media continues to bash the unvaccinated in America. Don Lemon on CNN.
I think we have to stop coddling people when it comes to this and the vaccine thing. Oh, you can't shame them. You can't call them stupid. You can't call them silly. Yes, they are. The people who are not getting vaccines, who are believing the lies on the internet instead of science, it's time to start shaming them. What else? Or leave them behind.
Journalist from The Hill, Joe Concha on Fox News, says this rhetoric does nothing but divide Americans.
The irony of Don Lemon saying this to Chris Cuomo, you know, the guy who faked his own quarantine, got into a verbal confrontation with some 60-something-year-old man while the anchor was sick and shedding the virus, is lost on no one, believe me. But this is what Don Lemon does best. He divides people against each other in the most pious terms possible. And as an African-American, he should also report, or at least realize, that when broken down by race, we're talking about vaccine hesitancy, the highest is among African-Americans. Something like 30% of African-Americans in New York, for example, are vaccinated. That's it, right? And you compare that to Asians, where in that particular race, it's almost 70%. Whites is around above 50%. So this isn't the own on dumb Southerners, I guess is what Don Lemon is targeting here, that he thinks it is, because, as you said, there are many reasons why people are hesitant, or maybe because they think they already have the antibodies to fight this disease better than the vaccine. Either way, you don't get people to get vaccinated by shaming them.
For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Back in the fold here, the second half hour of the Talk Radio Review, a roundup of the hot hits in talk radio from Talkers Magazine. You can find the list every week in Talkers if you're curious, and if you're followers of fashion here and you love the Talk Radio conversations, conversation radio, these are the official lists of the hot topics. News Talk Radio is what the biggest, adjacency of lots of other talk radio, kinds of talk radio. There's health talk, and there's food talk, and there's fun talk, and there's news talk. And that's the core of all the things that are, you know, part and parcel of the best stations that are doing talk radio. So we have a top 10 list, a story list every week, and the people list as well. I thought we ought to spend some time, Jennifer. One of the things, the subset always is conversation about the weather, these fires in the Sequoia Park. What do you know about fires out west?
They're still burning. And what's really interesting about this fire season is that for Northern California, and really because they're so bad the whole state, it's the worst fire season that we've seen.
Yeah.
But we're not really feeling it. And I feel like I need to knock on wood because I know I'm going to say this, and everything is so dry. We haven't had much rain. But this Southern California has not felt much of this, thank goodness.
No.
Northern California, yeah, however, is being hit. And so Southern California is sending resources. Other states are sending resources to try to get a handle on these fires. But sometimes they get so big and there's so much brush that has not burned before that there's nothing left to do except try to get a perimeter around it and get a hold of it that way. And that's what's so sad. This is such a beautiful area. And with some forest management, it could be much safer than it is. But the reason we have fires, the reason we have no water, is not because of stuff that is happening naturally in the state. It's because of poor leadership. Yep. Gavin Newsom had the opportunity to spend more money on fire prevention. He used that money for other things. He has capped the amount of liability that PG&E has to pay people back, so they get to kind of run rampant and not really update their infrastructure, which in many cases can be the cause of these fires because it sparks when it gets windy. I mean,
we're destroying our country with these progressive ideas. Nothing wrong with being progressive, but it's what's the extent, and I guess how do you define?
You know, I would say progressive ideas. This is cronyism. I don't even, you know what? It's not even progressivism. What's happening right now? It's about enriching your friends and to heck with the rest of you. And that's I don't know how progressive that is. That sounds pretty old fashioned to me.
I guess. All right, moving on. We need to spend a good deal of time on the vaccine mandate, on COVID boosters, that sort of thing. What do we know? Idaho is letting overwhelmed hospitals ration treatment there now. Italy is going to require a health pass to go to work. That's the first country doing that. China says it's vaccinated 1 billion of its people. Who believes that? Anybody want to raise your hand on that one? I don't believe it. And
vaccinated them with what?
Yeah,
you never know what.
That's right. Yeah, it could be. Maybe they're putting chips in everybody. 24 states are threatening to sue the Biden administration over their rule to require employers with more than 100 people to mandate vaccinations and frequent testing for their workers. So are these all Republicans, Jennifer, that are on the howl and hooting?
I haven't looked at
all
the states. I would imagine there are probably more red states. But there's also a legitimate question about whether constitutionally Biden can even do this. He's using OSHA to go in and mandate that these companies over 100 provide or make sure that their employees are vaccinated, that even if you're going to interview for a job, you have to be vaccinated. I think this is going to be challenged. I think this is – I can't imagine that this is going to go through. Yeah,
Biden
I could
said
be wrong.
The vast majority of Americans know we have to do these things. They're hard to do, but necessary. We're going to get them done.
You're punishing people of color. Go ahead, Jay. I'm sorry.
No. I was just going to say, if the pandemic taught us anything, there are other alternatives. There are other ways to get the job done still. If somebody doesn't want to be vaccinated and you want people who are actually showing up to work to be vaccinated, then set things up that they can work remote. Figure this out. Stop telling people, and especially the government, stop telling people what to do with their bodies.
And I think the company should decide what's
overwhelming
appropriate for them.
Yep.
The government should not be deciding that. And, you know, there's also a punishment from the Biden administration this week to states like Texas and Florida who have been using monoclonal antibodies like Regeneron as therapeutics. And one of the things that's been very frustrating that I've tried to articulate is that this has turned into a war of the vaccinated versus the unvaccinated. And I think that's ridiculous. This is people's life. This is their health. And we should be focusing on therapeutics just like we're focusing on the vaccine, because people are going to get sick. People with the vaccine, they're still getting sick. And so don't you want to try to relieve those symptoms and focus on therapeutics? You don't have to do one in favor of the other, but you can do both at the same time. And the antibodies are very, very effective in making people feel better almost instantly. And the Biden administration is now threatening to take that technology away, or take the resources for Regeneron away from Florida and Texas who have been using this, sending them out to people's homes to give them the antibodies when they get sick, because they don't want them focusing on this. I mean, how is that helpful? How...
That's not what they're supposed to be. I talked to your father this week, Jen, about he's got antibodies, and I think he told me he had them tested. He's still got plenty of antibodies, and
He's been getting them tested regularly.
Right. Yeah. But he also said he thought, you know, I should probably get a shot, and get the J&J, because that's probably, the best way, you know, one shot and you've got the antibodies. It doesn't hurt, I don't think, if you have the antibodies to have that. And there's maybe a bit of a security among people that are thinking that way. I'm confused. As you know, I went in for a booster shot last week and ended up getting something that I wasn't planning on getting. That was a flu shot. But I'm of the opinion at the moment that we need to do as much as we can. I'm not worried about me, because I know I have a strong immune system, and I don't think that there's much of a chance that I would get this. But because of family, traveling, wanting to, be more defensive. No, what is it? No, more offensive than defensive. I don't want my son's wife is about to have a baby. I don't want to be exposing her potentially. You know, I'll be there when the baby is born. And I don't
These
wanna...
are all really good reasons to get the
yeah,
vaccine. They're
those
all
are my
very
reasons.
Good reasons.
I'm not telling you what to do.
Yeah, but what's so frustrating is that nobody's telling you. Like, you just articulated why you should get the vaccine.
I say everybody ought to get it, but if you don't want to get it, you know,
but what we're hearing from the government is not why you should get it. It's just you better do it or you're going to be punished.
Or else.
You're not
going
to be able to go to a restaurant. You're not going to be able to go to a doctor. That's appalling. We should be trying to
All right,
help
hold on a
people.
Second. I want Jay to tell the story.
Yeah,
this
I am
week.
Vaccinated and I had issues getting into
and
the
And you
doctor.
Can't even get to the doctor.
Yeah, that and it, ragweed should not have almost taken me out for an entire month. That's how bad my asthma got from allergies that nobody would see me. It caused this massive lung infection. It shouldn't be that way. And I'm vaccinated. I went and got COVID tested. And I had doctors telling me that they couldn't see me because they're so backed up. The doctors who did have time to see me were canceling appointments on me because, oh, you're sick. We can't see you right now.
Yeah, don't go to the doctor if you're sick.
Is that
Good
the most
God.
But that's what's happening right
like,
now.
What,
oh,
and
my.
It's infuriating.
Unga bunga. So there is a decision pending from the FDA. We have all these agencies that are confusing everybody, including each other. The FDA says one thing. The Centers for Disease Control says something else. National Institute of Health says something else.
Are you talking about
and so
the boosters?
I have these. I go to get my booster shot because I figure it's 6 months. I have a bit of a condition, nothing serious, but I should be able to get a booster shot. Nope. CDC recommendations, you can't get a shot until next week or next month or whatever it is. I said, what difference does it make? Yes, we understand, Mr. Stefan. We'd like to give you the shot, but if we give it to you and the government finds out, we'll lose our license.
I know.
Huh? You lose your license
well,
by helping somebody
the
protect themselves? What kind of GD stupidity are we living in?
One of the arguments about the booster now, I think it's the FDA that's slow walking it.
Yes, it is.
Because they're saying that other countries need it before we need to be giving out booster shots because there's not a lot of hard science that the booster is necessary at this point for people who have had the vaccine.
Well,
so they're saying
this,
we giving
Jennifer,
the resources now to other countries.
They're saying that mixing the vaccines could offer you stronger immunity. So, in other words, they're saying to me, I had Pfizer, your booster shots should come from Moderna. And I suppose, you know, I don't know, it's called hybrid immunity. Now, you don't think that's going to add more confusion? I think it sounds like a good idea, frankly. And I asked about this earlier on, and I said, no, you don't want to mix it. I think Ken said, CDC guidance says, Dr. Ken, who's a part of the DJV program, when I asked him, he said, well, the CDC guidance says that you shouldn't mix them. Now, the FDA says, yeah, let's mix them up.
Let's mix them up.
My God. Unga bunga, 44 after the hour. More in a moment.
SC Johnson, global manufacturer of household cleaning products such as Windex, Scrubbing Bubbles and Mrs. Myers, is teaming up with British soccer giant Liverpool Football Club to encourage improvements in sustainability, health and hygiene. The partnership kicks off with an initiative to tackle plastic waste in Liverpool FC's soccer stadium by upcycling plastic collected into new product packaging. A new partnership called Goals for Change also aims to provide greater economic and social mobility for underserved youth across the club's global fan base. Ex-Liverpool FC star Luis Garcia has the details.
Soccer plays a huge role in so many communities. It has the power to bring people together, break down barriers, instill positive values, and inspire major change. With plastic waste affecting everything, including the air we breathe, my former team, Liverpool Football Club, and SC Johnson have launched the partnership Goals for Change, so fans at the stadium can recycle their plastic bottles. We also want to encourage all football fans in the US to do their bit to tackle plastic waste.
Doug Steffen here. I spent a lot of time talking about MyPillow products. Now they've done it again. They announced the introduction of new My Slippers. My Slippers took a couple of years to develop to ensure that they are the highest in quality and comfort, just like everything else at MyPillow. These are designed for all day, indoor use, outside wear. My Slippers are made with quality suede and the exclusive three-tier cushioning system, combining layers of MyPillow fill, impact gel, and comfort memory foam to absorb impact and relieve pressure. Your feet will never feel the same. Whether you prefer the moccasin or the slip-on style, My Slippers are available right now, a variety of colors and sizes. Go to MyPillow.com, look for the My Slippers new page, get 50% off. That's the new My Slippers. Get 50% off. Discount code DJV, mypillow.com. All right, I want to spend a couple more moments going back to number 7 and the focus on one of the things that we have not talked about, the weather. And the hurricane in the latest round of of weekly hurricanes, it probably dropped more. Yeah, it is. Well, almost over. We're almost through it. Usually with the start of fall, that stuff all slows down, and fall starts in a week. So anyway, Jay, you're in Nashville, and your weather this week was kind of indicative of what was going around the central part of the country, the Midwest, the Mid-South, as far as the amount of rain that you've had and what in the world we're going to do. I saw a report actually on the local television station about how much rain we've had here in Massachusetts. I think we've the normal for this time of year, it's like 2 inches a month, that sort of thing, over the course of the year. So to this point, we might have had 18. We've had 29 inches of rain here, and much of it in the last month and a half, although it's been raining constantly through most of the summer. Those of us who are farmers are having a horrible time. But down there in Tennessee, you've had more rain also, right, than is normally the case. Lots of
This week, actually, Nashville didn't – we had a little bit of a sprinkle and a couple of random showers, but not that much. I don't know what the weather system is above Davidson County, but a lot of times we'll see this big storm cell coming, and then it just splits and then goes around us and then comes back together, or it dissipates. Cool. It's the craziest thing, and then other times something
pops
up out of
nowhere.
Maybe
you're living in an alien colony.
Might be, where the Berenstain Bears are still spelled E-I-N.
That's right.
Okay, I wanted to do a countdown extra. I got about a minute left here. The story of this guy, Alex Murdaugh, has this become the psycho fanatic story of the year so far?
Well, when I first heard the story, I was like, I kind of feel sorry for this guy. He lost his wife.
I did, too. We talked about it, I think, on Monday or Tuesday.
Yeah, and then he wants to off himself to give something to his son. But then you realize this guy is not a good guy. He might have killed his cleaning lady. Who knows?
I'm thinking he's responsible for the death of his wife.
Could be.
Frankly, you know, and he's that crazy. So is there, this is another Hallmark movie, right, Jay?
This is totally going to be a Lifetime movie. No
Lifetime
doubt about
movie.
It.
Yeah. What's the difference between Lifetime?
The question is, who will play him?
Well, Lifetime mysteries. Lifetime does a lot of mysteries. Hallmark does more of like just the love stories.
Yeah. Oh, romance.
Hallmark is like make you feel good. Lifetime is questioning, could my spouse snap and kill me?
Right. The answer is yeah.
Good to know.
Probably.
You heard it here first, folks. On the instead of talking about Doc, I said earlier when we were I was recording some of the people names, I said Dr. Phony Fauci. I realized that was a Freudian slip. Oh, maybe not. 10 before the hour. Thank you, ladies.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system.
colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610. It's cat talk time, as we say here in New England. Johnny Doug Steffen, that's me, is a gentleman who knows lots. He's a gentleman and a gentleman. I like him a lot. His name is Nick Miles. He runs a website called yourautoexpert.com. Ourautoexpert.com. It's our auto expert. Well, it's yours and ours. Maybe you should use both of those handles. How about that?
Good idea.
Another great promotional. I don't get anything out of all these ideas I give you. You've become vastly rich beyond imagination, and I've given you all these ideas. It's amazing how
I owe it all to you.
Yes, thank you very much. All right. So I ran across something this week that piqued my interest. You and I share a lot of love interests in cars, and but I never really gave much thought as to why cars have the names they do. There was an interesting article about how automakers come up with car model names. You know, the Corolla, where'd that come from? And you probably know where some of these came from, right? Where did the Corolla, come from?
It's crown. It means crown in Japanese.
It does. That's true, right? Yeah. What about other names? For example, if I ask you about your favorite car name. Now, the names themselves, like Buick Oldsmobile, those came from the, what was it, Richard or Robert E. Oldsmobile? Olds, rather, was one of the first developers of cars that were bought up by General Motors, right? R-E-O. There was a truck line when I was a kid called the Rio. It was Oldsmobile's truck line. And so I wonder, you know, a lot of them were named, they were Indian, a lot of the General Motors cars are named after Indians, right?
Oh, no, I didn't know that.
Pontiac.
I didn't know that.
Cadillac, those are both the Indian names, yeah. Anyway, go ahead, excuse me.
Yeah, no, I know that some of them are, car companies do a lot of different reasons. VW named a lot of their vehicles after weather systems, like, the Golf and the Passat, mm-hmm. and they were named after weather systems, so they stopped that. And then the new Tiguan was named after a magazine competition, some kid named it. So there's, really? There's lots of different interests. Yeah, he is half a tiger and half an iguana, so it became the Tiguan.
Really? Yeah, so that's pretty interesting.
Yeah. Yes, there's lots of very interesting reasons cars are named. Some of them, REO, maybe it's, the best part of an Oreo is an Oreo, I don't know.
Why do all the BMW cars have numbers with them? Why do they assign them numbers?
Well, just because the Germans have no sense of humor.
That's very true. We know that. A lot of acronyms also. What is the Mercedes? We know where Mercedes-Benz came from, but then they have all of their other little things that are part and parcel, like the RAV4. What's that? Where'd that come from?
Oh, it's I remember this, but I can't. I was told once upon a time it mm-hmm. stands for recreational vehicle. That's what it stands for. RAV4, a recreational vehicle, four-wheel drive.
Some of them, the pony cars like the Camaro, a lot of, Camaro is French for slang for, I think, friend. The Mustang, though, I was thinking about when it came to, horses and things like that, the Pinto.
Yeah, but I think the pony car came from the Mustang. I think they were all about this sort of short, stocky, true American power. Yeah. The Mustang was named after the horse, and so everybody just called them the pony cars because they were these sort of powerful American wild beasts that lived, in the wild.
Got
and
it.
So the pony cars were all sort of named after the Mustangs. The Mustang was the leader of the pony cars.
All right, the Genesis GV60. You look at it, and it unlocks the car. How's that? What do they have, a camera? How does that work?
Yeah, well, it's facial recognition. Doesn't that scare you?
Yes.
A little bit. when I came back from Germany, I did not present my passport. I looked in a machine, and it looked at me, and it printed out a piece of paper, and I took that to the guy at the passport desk with my passport in hand, which you have to have, and he looked at the piece of paper, and he said, "All right, great, thank you, bye."
That was it. So you don't have, can you use your passport card, or do you have to have your real passport?
Your real passport to go internationally, the passport card's only good for Canada. However, you didn't need to put it in the machine, or nobody actually needed to look at it. You had to have it in your hand, but the guy looked at the piece of paper because the machine recognized who I was. And now your card, as you walk up to them, will be able to go, "Come on in, friend."
Oh, my God.
It's scary, right?
Where are we going? Yep. Give me a key.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.